This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration's special envoy to Haiti resigned in protest of inhumane large-scale expulsion of Haitian migrants to their homeland as it is racked by civil strife and natural disaster. Daniel Foote was appointed to the position in July following the assassination of Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Daniel Foote's views were not ignored.
There have been multiple senior-level policy conversations on Haiti where all proposals, including those led by Special Envoy Foote, were fully considered in a rigorous policy process.
Even before migrant expulsions from the small Texas border town of Del Rio started, the career diplomat was known to be deeply frustrated with what he considered a lack of urgency in Washington and a glacial pace on efforts to improve conditions in Haiti. Mexican authorities are moving to expel Haitians who had been gathering in large numbers at a border town along the Rio Grande. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Haitian migrants who've been camping in Mexico in a riverside park in Ciudad Acuña awoke surrounded by Mexican security forces as a helicopter thundered overhead. A fence line and a line of state police vehicles funneled migrants back to the crossing point they've been using all week. Dozens of families opted to hustle into the river and cross the border to Texas, calculating it was better to take their chances with U.S. authorities. Meanwhile, Mexican National Guard and immigration agents led overnight raids at hotels in Ciudad Acuña where Haitian migrants had been staying. People who were detained were let out with their hands secured behind their backs and loaded into a van. Mexico was flying plane loads of Haitian migrants to southern cities and trying to keep more from reaching the northern border. I'm Jennifer King.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are meeting Thursday to decide who will get a third Pfizer vaccination shot against COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration Wednesday authorized the boosters for those over 65, those with a high risk of contracting severe disease, and healthcare workers and others in danger of infection on the job. However, the CDC has the final say on who qualifies for the shot. CDC head Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday the agency's priority remains vaccinating as many people as possible.
We remain committed to continuing our robust efforts to vaccinate as many people as possible here in America and around the world.
Whatever the CDC decides, millions more Americans will still face confusion. Those who receive the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson shots early in the vaccine rollout. The government has not considered boosters for those brands and has no data on whether it's safe or effective to mix and match and give those people a Pfizer shot. One of the founders of the Taliban says they will again carry out harsh punishments, including executions and amputations, as they reassert their rule over Afghanistan. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Mullah Nuruddin Turabi was justice minister and head of the religious police when the Taliban were last in power in the 1990s. At that time, convicted murderers were killed by a single gunshot to the head. Convicted thieves had a hand amputated. And those punishments were usually carried out before large crowds at a stadium or mosque, a practice that drew international condemnation. Turabi is now in charge of prisons, and he tells the Associated Press such punishments will return, though perhaps not in public. He says no one will tell the Taliban what its laws should be, and they will follow the Quran. I'm Ben Thomas.
The advance of lava from a volcanic eruption in Spain's Canary Islands slowed significantly, allowing time for some evacuees to retrieve belongings from homes that lay in its path. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
A giant river of lava slowed to 13 feet per hour. On Monday, a day after the eruption on the island of La Palma, it was moving at 2,300 feet per hour. Authorities said as it slowed, the lava grew thicker, and in places it rose up to 50 feet high. The lava now covers 410 acres and has swallowed up around 350 homes. Authorities have been escorting small groups of residents to briefly retrieve more belongings before their homes disappear under the lava. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.